All right, welcome. We are on step six. That's our halfway part point here at Jesus and Company Live. We are with Jesus and my friend Connie Fox. Good morning,
Connie. Hi, Stacy. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. We are giving you a 12-step how-to guide on connecting to God in your direct experience. And this is all coming via Jesus. We just finished step five. I know I have a few questions about that. I was just wondering, we had a little bit of a background noise. So if you could go over and just kind of recap step five.
Sure.
And then maybe give people a little bit of understanding the correlation between our kind of negative emotions, such as resentment, or if we're feeling bitter, if we're feeling guilt or shame. We might not know those are there. And we might not label them fear-based emotions. I don't think a lot of people correlate that, oh, I'm feeling angry, and that's because of fear. So if you could just
very good point, Stacy. Yes.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yes, yes. So Jesus, are you here? Yes. Hello again. Step five is all about facing what is not in alignment with unconditional love. It is always fear, and there are many different forms of fear. All negative emotions, yes, are fear-based. The culprit of all negative emotions is fear. Anger is fear. Guilt is fear. Resentment is fear. Regret is fear. Sorrow is fear. All negative emotions are fear-based, and they are in the past or in the future. It is more easy to recognize fear as fear when you are in the future, worried about something happening or not happening, losing something you have, or not getting something you want, worrying about anything. The past is usually related to, you know, a symptom of fear, you know, anger, guilt, sorrow, shame, these negative emotions. And it is the bringing awareness to these that is step five, identifying what you are avoiding from your past experiences, unhealed pain from past experiences, painful experiences, recognizing these, identifying them. Do you feel guilty about something you did in the past or didn't do? Are you harboring anger, resentment toward someone from a past experience? Or to yourself. Past or future? Worry is typically future. Regret is typically past. Yes, yes. And step five brings in awareness to these fear-based emotions and gets you a little more in touch with what you typically want to avoid facing and feeling. So step five was about reflection, bringing awareness to your unhealed pain from past experiences or your present fears about the future. Just getting in touch with your fears. Yes, recognizing them. Step six, today's lesson, is the second step to step five. Now, what do we do with this or these fears we have identified or these painful emotions that are staying with you because they aren't healed. They have not been fully faced and felt. You are not able to do this alone in some cases. I will say this now. After a few times of learning how to meet your fear or past painful emotions from a past experience, after a few times, it becomes easier. If you feel you need a little guidance or support or direction, I suggest doing this with a close friend or loved one or a therapist or a counselor or other type of healer. A lot of pain is there for many of you, and it's been accumulating for many years, your whole lifetime and other lifetimes. And some of you will not be comfortable enough doing this alone at first. So I invite you to share this with another trusted friend or person and do this together. You are here to help each other grow and heal. And do not disclude this if you feel, you know, you would need the support initially. But after you have done step five for a week and gotten in touch with many negative emotions and fears you have been avoiding, then it's time to feel the pain that arises from bringing your awareness to them. Simply put, step six is spending a few moments feeling the pain that arises from bringing awareness to what's there. Painful emotions, fearful emotions. It is a feeling step, and allowing yourself to feel negative emotions. Soon, you will realize you are bringing peace to that or to them. You are doing this by accepting them. You are doing this by allowing yourself to feel what is there. And there is no escaping them. Where there is unhealed pain, it can only be healed by facing it. And that means by feeling these emotions. When you bring acceptance to feeling them, they quickly dissolve. They quickly dissipate. And they have no power over you anymore. It dissolves away, fades away through awareness and through acceptance and through feeling them intentionally. So step six is identifying your negative emotions and fears from step five, getting that list that you kind of have identified in your mind or on paper if you wrote them down. Yes. And one by one, sit with it for a few moments. The first one, sit with it for a few moments and intentionally feel that painful feeling, that fearful feeling, that anger feeling, that regret or shame feeling, or the guilt feeling, or the loss or grief, whatever it is. Deliberately spend a few moments feeling that emotion as fully as you can. Allow yourself to go there. This is what will free you of it. It will never be free if you are avoiding it. You will continue to create experiences that bring up that same pain or fear again and again and again through another person or another situation or experience. You do not realize you are unconsciously creating an experience for the opportunity of healing the pain that needs to be healed. Avoiding it, you know, it's a perpetual cycle that keeps you engulfed in it and creating more painful experiences because it is there. Meet it now in a state of grace. This means with me by your side, by asking me to support you through this few moments of healing your past. Yes, yes. And bringing acceptance to what's there rather than continuing to resist what's there and avoid what's there. This is all. For the next week, get your list that you identified of past painful experiences or fearful negative emotions or fearful emotions. That you buy five, and one at a time, go there now to that negative emotion or fearful emotion and intentionally feel it for a few moments as fully as you can. Soon, grace will come into it. A peace will come into it that typically you are completely unfamiliar with. You're so engulfed in that avoidance. You're so attached to that pain. It's so deep. It's so strong. It has power over you every moment, and you don't really realize that. It skews your perception about everything in life, how you view yourself, how you view others, how you view the world. How you view me and our Father, life. Fear and sorrow and anger and resentment and guilt. These emotions are energy, and it is a part of your consciousness now until it is healed and freed. When these blocks dissolve away, as they dissolve away, by meeting them, by facing them and feeling them, more of my light shines through your perception. This is your true self. This is love and joy and utter peace beyond your ability to know right now. It is your true state of awareness. You are intended to operate in life, experience life with this awareness, but it has been slowly suppressed, you know, for many, many lifetimes of accumulating painful emotions and not knowing how to deal with them effectively. This is a direct path to enlightenment, a direct path indeed. It is facing and feeling the only thing that blocks enlightenment from emerging within your being, within your consciousness. So for a week, feel each individual fear-based emotion you identified in step five for a few moments. Feel it as fully as you can. Bring acceptance into these fears now. And this is step six, the lesson for today.
Beautiful and simple. And thank you for recapping step five so easily and eloquently. I think that really hit the nail on the head. Of course, you know how to speak perfectly, Jesus. But I feel like so many people have, you know, maybe with the law of attraction, they have thought that if I think about this or if I do this, I'm going to attract it into my experience. Can you explain how that's actually the opposite with fear?
That's a great question. And he goes, yes, yes. This is an example. They are teaching you that what is in your consciousness creates your life. Whether you are aware of that or not, every moment, what is in your consciousness is creating your life, bringing you people and experiences in alignment with that. And it is good, yes, to experience what you want to experience in your conscious awareness, in your mind, and feel those feelings of joy or pleasure or excitement that you would feel if you were experiencing that experience. Yes, yes. This is good. Yes. It is intentional creating, law of attraction, as you word it. Yes. But what if there were a lot of negative emotions reducing your ability to feel joy fully, love fully, happiness fully, peace fully? It will limit this. It will limit it every moment. So, how do you dissolve it? There is only one way: by bringing awareness to it with acceptance, not fearing it, not avoiding it. It is there, regardless. And it will never go away until it is faced and felt. Then it quickly disintegrates through your awareness and acceptance. At first, it is challenging. You are not used to this because you are so identified with it as being who you are. You are not that inferior person. You are not that angry person. You are not that fearful, insecure person. You are not that shameful person. You are not that person that is broken. But letting it go will bring your true self's awareness within. It will emerge it within. He just goes, yes.
Yeah, that was perfect. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, that was very easy to understand. So you came the first time and you dissolved these fears for us. But this time you're saying you can't do that. We have to do it for ourselves.
Mm, that's a great point. He says, yes, yes. I did this for you when I was on Earth. Yes. Our Father brought me to the world to save you, yes. And I absorbed and dissolved all of your, each and every one of your accumulated fear that surrounded, that emanated Earth's atmosphere or universe. Nonetheless, your fear remained like within you. I cannot heal this for you, not without your acceptance. You must allow me to heal it through your awareness and through your acceptance, through your allowance. If you want to avoid it, you can. But when you are ready to grow rapidly, if you want to grow spiritually rapidly, if you want to bring the experience of fullness of life as you are intended to live. This is a most powerful practice. It is facing and feeling what is blocking you from that. Awareness brings healing. You know, acceptance brings healing. Surrender it to me also, always. Surrender to me and invite me into it with you. And you will have my personal and direct support and help. Invite me, ask me. You know, I need your asking. I need your invitation. I need your willingness to want this. Because yes.
Perfect. So with all the chaos and the tension in our world right now, those are all opportunities for us to see how we're triggered and how we're reacting, because we do have the pain inside of us. And he's not coming back. You know, with all this chaos, everyone's like, oh, it's the second coming of Christ and he's coming back soon, blah, blah, blah. But I think he said in the book, like, I'm not coming back in physical form. I'm coming back through you. So can you just clarify that?
Right. He says, yes, I am not coming back in my prior human form. No. Nor another human form. No. My return, my coming back again, is through each and every one of you. My life, my spirit, my love. My consciousness, yes, it is my consciousness that will be reborn again within you. Yes.
I love that. And this step will help with that process and evolve it and make it happen a little bit more rapidly, correct?
A lot more rapidly. You will all need to do it eventually, but why wait more years and create more struggle or obstacles or imbalances or dysfunctions or lack of fullness of life? Why wait more lifetimes? You all will eventually. But the when is up to you. I am bringing you these simple 12 steps. Simple, simple. It is all you need to know to find our Father in your direct experience, to develop Christ consciousness, my consciousness, that each and every one of you have the ability to experience. It is your natural state of awareness. It has just been lost over time, temporarily forgotten, temporarily weeded out by claiming your fear. This is a simple way to spiritually grow very rapidly, not slowly.
Perfect. I am happy with leaving it at that to keep this super simple. That was pretty profound, some of the information coming through. So I'm excited that we hit the halfway mark, and I look forward to step 7. So does he have anything else he wants to add, or Connie, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, Jay says no. Next step will bring unity. That's it. That's all he says. Next step will bring unity. So that's a little vague. Okay, but I guess we'll definitely get the on the next video.
That's how we like it.
I guess he gave us a little teaser.
Yeah. Lots of unity. So.
Unity. Well, that's a good word. Unity. Okay.
Sounds good to me. So we are going to go ahead and wrap step 6. And we will see you shortly for step 7. Thank you, Diva. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you, Stacey. Bye.
Bye.